This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are rules of polite society that just don't apply to politics. Saying not nice things about someone in the heat of a campaign? Sure. Dig into their past in hopes of finding something dishy? Of course. Talk about money? Yours, specifically? Oh, you betcha. In fact, based on the 2020 run for the White House, talking about money might be politicians' favorite thing to do. Used to be we got fundraising updates when campaigns filed their paperwork with the Federal Election Commission, but as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, this time around, it's all money all the time.
A candidate's first-day fundraising numbers didn't used to make the news, but now...
Sanders' campaign announced they've raised nearly $6 million.
Senator Kamala Harris, within 24 hours of announcing, raised more than $1.1 million.
Former Vice President's campaign says it raised more than $6 million in its first 24 hours.
With so much political fundraising happening online, campaigns get their numbers almost instantly. And that's turned opening day of a campaign into something like opening day at the box office, where ticket receipts are used to predict a movie's long-term success. But campaigns aren't movies, and opening day isn't a crystal ball.
You raise $4 million on one day, or $1 million, or $6 million. We don't know if that's related to how much a candidate will eventually raise.
Casey Dominguez is an associate professor of political science at the University of San Diego. She says this type of data is so new.
It's a good indicator of who's been successful in the past. We don't know yet if it's an indicator of who will be successful in the future.
She points to candidates like Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and Beto O'Rourke. They could all tap donor lists from previous Senate or presidential campaigns. Candidates who aren't as well known nationally are just starting to build those lists. And bragging rights aside, even a big first day haul doesn't matter the way it used to. Kimberly Scott is a political consultant and publisher of the Demlist newsletter.
A campaign is no longer about how much money you can raise. There will be money for whichever nominee it is that the Democrats elect.
Scott says these days, PACs, super PACs, and outside groups provide a lot of campaign funding.
So now the emphasis is on a new metric of not so much the amount of money as the number of donors.
Let's repeat that.
Not so much the amount of money as the number of donors.
Because when someone is willing to give a candidate money, they'll probably also show up to vote in the primary. And there's another reason donor numbers matter. The Democratic Party has capped its first debate at 20 participants. To get a spot on stage, candidates must have at least 65,000 individual donors or some meaningful traction in the polls.
So I hope you can help be one of the 65,000 people we need to contribute a dollar or more to this effort.
That was Governor Jay Inslee headed for the finish line. And here's Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard after she crossed it.
My team just told me that we just hit the 65,000 mark. Thank you for making sure that our voices will be heard in the debates.
Most of the major candidates have already passed the initial threshold, and more are meeting the donor requirements every day. But, says Michael Franz, a professor of government at Bowdoin College, between now and the first debate in late June...
There might be 30 Democrats who meet that threshold, and then they're going to be, you know, moving to a second threshold.
And Franz says if the stage is still too crowded, the candidates...
would need even stronger levels of support in order to sort of withstand that potential winnowing.
And when they get that support, they'll be sure to let us know. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.